Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. Literally, guys, as I'm talking to you, I have finished my last written exam within the procedure of finals that I'm just going through in Germany here. So I'm currently graduating and it's a bit stressful in the moment. This is why there are not that many episodes coming online in these days, but I've promised to upload at least 5 episodes in the month of May, and today is the 10th of May, and it's the first episode now coming online, so I gotta hurry up. And in that month, we are covering the topic of future of traveling. So we are talking about the maybe one of the most beautiful topics there are, and it's traveling. It's discovering, it's seeing something new, it's going to different places and so on. And today we're talking about the particular topic of virtual reality and if it is a substitution for real life traveling. So very interesting. Please stay with me and yeah, have fun listening to the episode. The first time I have heard of virtual reality to substitute real life experience traveling was when reading the book The Age of M of Robin Hanson. He has written an incredible, interesting book. I will put the link into the show notes, and it's all about how life will be when we have emulated our minds. So in other words, when we will, have uploaded our minds into computers. So this is not imaginable in the current days in our situation now, and the book has been written already a bit of a year, 2016, so a couple of years ago. But still, it's not common sense amongst people today in 2019 that one time we will be able to upload our mind and to get to never die because of that. And this is crazy shit. And I won't talk further about whether that theory is a theory that has a good foundation, or at least that is reasonable, but I'd rather talk about a technology that is also mentioned in there that cause a certain eruption of the entire traveling sector. So it's about virtual reality and the role that virtual reality plays within the context of traveling. So we all know we go traveling, we go to other places because we like to see something new. Most of the time, there are also other reasons, for example, working in another place, seeing other people, blah. But most of the time it's all about we go to another place because we want to see what's there, or we want to experience what's there. We want to see the difference, we want to see the characteristic of the certain place we want to visit. We want to see the culture, blah. And the question now is that one can ask now regarding the very, very fast progress of virtual reality technologies. The question one can ask now is, will virtual reality one day substitute our real life traveling experience? So You can imagine yourself like that. If virtual reality gets so extremely like alike to reality, if you mean what if you understand what I mean, if virtual reality if the quality, that's the word I've looked for, if the quality of virtual reality gets so good that you could not distinguish between virtual reality experience and real life experience, why should you pay like hundreds of thousands of dollars in your lifetime, of your lifetime period, in order to get from one place to another? For many people, actually, this would be useless, because you could also put on your virtual reality glasses and have the experience right, like wherever you are. So, first of all, let's look at what virtual reality actually meant to the travel industry today. The years that have passed now. So the recent years, what it means today for the travel industry. Virtual reality today is rather something that can bring the experience to you before you will experience it in real life. So what do I mean by that? For example, if you're booking a hotel, it is possible for many hotels that are existing now to get the virtual reality experience of your room, for example, before you actually go there. So you can experience your room, for example, the view from your room, etc., before even booking. So you could compare, for example, the view from that room to the view from the room that costs a little bit more, and so on. This is also very popular amongst the segments such as real estate, automobile, and so on. So you could also, by using virtual reality experience, a like interior of a certain car you'd like to have before even buying it. So, or experience the interior of a house before even buying it, before going there, visit the house. You could also get the experience over your virtual reality glasses, for example, or headsets or something like that. Now, virtual reality didn't stop at that and has continued to grow further. This is a sentence picked from a article that I found, and it's from the internet site PC Quest. I'll also put the link of that article into the show notes so that you can do your further research as always. And they here are writing that this is not the point where virtual reality did stop, but it has entrenched itself, they're writing, very well in the vacation segment and has taken on bigger roles than simply selling rooms. So this is what I've already said, that now the big question we're facing is if virtual reality really could replace real life travel. And the quality we're seeing today is like good enough so that people could experience at least the visual part of the experience as well as if they would be there in real life. So this is something that could erupt the entire travel industry. So in the article that I found here, they are doing a survey now. So they were a bit curious about that, and they did a global survey with over 1,000 adults, and they found out that 46% showed an inclination towards investing into virtual reality travel experience. But 81% were convinced that no virtual experience could ever replace the desire for real life travel. And 92% also stated that a VR headset tour of a place doesn't count as traveling. So the majority of people is convinced today that virtual reality is not able to replace the real life traveling. So the theories and so on might seem a bit exaggerated here. So like participants are really have really clarified that they do not count virtual reality as real life traveling or as traveling at all. And it seems as if for people in 2019 or 2018, I don't know exactly when that survey has taken place, but it seems as if people today are not convinced of virtual reality in the travel industry, or as if they think that real life experiences in the terms of traveling are worth its cost. So when it comes to real life traveling, people seem to be really they seem to have a certain aversion facing the technologies that could be an alternative to real life traveling here. So in other terms, they are addicted to travel physically. So this is something that could change over time. We do not know if this changes. Maybe it changes when in that point of time, it could change in that point of time when we are able to upload our minds, for example, because then we arrived at a point of immense rationality, I think, and a simply rationally minded person, really not emotionally minded, but rather really logical thinking, linear thinking, rational guy or girl, he or she might say, well, why shouldn't I go on a vacation by using a virtual reality glasses, because in the end it'll be a lot less expensive, it'll be a lot cheaper. So you pay one time for your glasses, but you can travel to any place you want in the end. So they are writing here, while it is still in its infancy, so this is, I'm sure this is very important to say here. So it's important to, also to read it to you now. While it is still in its infancy and is far from becoming mainstream, virtual reality is slowly becoming an integral part of the vacation segment. Furthermore, with the travel industry being intrigued by its potential, discussions around its role are vital for people in the segment of to stay ahead of it. So in my opinion, virtual reality will, for the next couple of years, maybe also for the next couple of tens of years, will stay something that might prepare yourself might prepare people in general for a real life experience. So we are really focused on security. So many, many people are really focused on security, and many people would like to see everything
they will go everything that where every place they will go to in virtual reality before they actually go there, so that they already have the feeling, so that they already can experience it. Also, you might be able to use virtual reality when it comes to something like exchanges. So you can do like a virtual reality experience before actually traveling to a certain household, and so you can just get a sense of what it feels like to be there, of what life will be there, of what the environment will look like around you. So this might be kind of a advantage of virtual reality, which has the potential to explode within the next years, because it's so convenient and it's like something that increases security very, very much, or the personal feeling of security, the personal capability of imagination. So you are capable of imagining the place you'll be if you have already experienced it in virtual reality, obviously. So yeah, that has been it. Maybe I'll read to you the last few sentences of the article here. They believe virtual reality could be a great way to encourage and influence travelers' decision to travel, as I've just explained. But a real world traveling is the only way to get a full sensory experience of travel. So this is the last point. Then I'll be ready. this is the 4D experience. If you know what I mean. So virtual reality allows you to have the 3D experience. So you have like a room, and you are just like you think you are in a 3D room. So it feels really, really real, but you do not have the 4D experience. So you cannot, like, at least at the moment, you cannot smell, for example, the flower you're looking at. You cannot like hear the whatever. You cannot hear, you cannot smell, you know what I mean, you cannot touch, you cannot like feel the presence, but you just have the visual component. And that's the great disadvantage of only traveling virtually, I'd say. And it is certainly not something compares to that authentic travel experience you have when you really go to a place physically. And I'll do a recommendation here. I really recommend everybody that is listening to me now to go out there, travel physically, see the world before you settle. Okay, so that's it for today. I'd say that was a rhythm. I've just thought that it's not a rhythm but a rhyme, but nobody cares. So I hope you have enjoyed the episode. I hope you can share a lot of information of the episode. If this is the case, I'd love to get some feedback from you. I'd love you to share the episode. And if you do so, link me. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as on my own homepage, leah-skapica.com. It is a blog all about philosophy but also about mindset, so you might like it. It's not that tactical, like the podcast, but it's nevertheless really good. Okay, so we will continue next time with future of traveling. We will continue by talking about travel agencies of the future, by if it is somehow possible to be beamed, by space traveling, and many more topics to become in May. Okay, so I wish you a very nice day now, a very nice weekend, whatever day it is that you're listening to the episode, and we will hear each other next time.